It's time for the latest installment of Inside Cloud County, a detailed analysis of the athletics and activities of the Thunderbirds at Cloud County Community College. Now, let's go Inside Cloud County with T-Bird Sports Information Director, Toby Nosker.
The Cloud County Community College baseball team blew a two-run lead after walking four batters and giving up a two-run scoring single in the ninth inning, leading to an eventual 6-5 loss to the Southeast Community College Bobcats on Tuesday. The two teams split their season series after the T-Birds previously earned a 6-3 nine-inning win over Southeast in Beatrice, Nebraska on April 8th. The T-Birds have dropped to 38-14 overall following Tuesday's loss. Cloud County broke a 3-all tie in the bottom of the seventh after freshman Joey Marino recorded a 2-run scoring double to center field, driving in sophomores Gannon White and Austin Coyle to give the T-Birds a 5-3 advantage. The T-Birds had a chance to add to their run total in the bottom of the eighth, but were sat down in order by Bobcats freshman Gage Frederick. Freshman Evan Bogart pitched four scoreless innings of no-hit ball for Cloud County, giving up just two walks to go with six strikeouts. Bogart also hit a batter in the top of the seventh. After walking freshman Easton Norris to lead off the ninth, Bogart was replaced by freshman closer Sam Brumman. Brumman issued walks to freshman Jake Smolinski and Cole Carter, leading to an early exit with the bases loaded. Redshirt freshman Hayden Malaise was called on to pitch in a tough position out of the bullpen. Malaise struck out freshman Gabe Dalton for the first out of the ninth. Malaise then gave up the fourth base on balls of the inning, walking Cam Arrington, allowing Southeast to trim Cloud County's lead to 5-4. After freshman Jack Hogan popped out to Marino in the infield, freshman Jacob Perrin connected on a single to center that scored Smolinski and Carter to put the Bobcats ahead 6-5. Cloud County had an opportunity to respond in the bottom of the ninth, but they were retired in order. The loss marks the second home loss in the last three home games for the T-Birds, who are now 19-5 at home this season.